And we're going to have, before we disappear, folks, we're actually just going to have a brief chat with Thomas Bailey, who's just appeared alongside me here in the commentary position. Do feel free to have a seat, young man, if you want to take the weight off your feet as he makes his way around. So we'll just have a quick chat with Thomas Bailey. Hiya. Here he is. Hello, Thomas. How you doing, mate? You all right? Thanks ever so much. Yeah, thanks for coming and speaking to us. Massive relief when that second goal went in, Thomas. And a big result for Ketchin Town. What does that do to boost the confidence of the lads going into these last few games of the season?
I think we've had lots of confidence since October, to be fair. I think, you know, whatever it is now, and we've lost 2 in 27 games, so they're all confident in their own ability. And everyone within the change room is confident of our own ability. You know, even the mistakes we got, the pressure, sorry, we were put under today, come from our own mistakes, not from them. They didn't really open us up.
I didn't think so.
You know, and the only sort of, we had a few, they had a few free kicks, etc., which come from our, mainly from our errors. To be honest, we gave the ball away too much.
Yeah, we commented on that, didn't we, Ed, in the second half, and thought that Ketchin just at times were sort of bringing pressure onto themselves. But a really stout performance at the back, and once again Henry Eze picking up man of the match. It was difficult at times for Ketchin in that second half. What sort of messages were you trying to relay from the touchline between you and Dean to try and get the lads to hold it together?
We just wanted them to relax a bit more, really. You know, we know where our strengths are, and to be fair, we knew where their weaknesses were, you know, and we wanted to exploit them. And we didn't, you know, we knew the situation being probably their weaknesses were probably right and left back or something like that. But we tried to exploit them, probably didn't get Joffy enough on the ball because we went sometimes too down the middle rather than down the wings. And yeah, we knew what our strengths were, and we'd done a bit of homework as we're meant to do on them, and we knew what their weaknesses were and what we had to do, which didn't look pretty at times. But the player they've got up front in Roach is a very, very, very good player, one of the best players in this league, and we had to stop the supply to him. And that was we told our midfield in the three, what we do is we stop the supply to Roach because they'll try and find him all day long. And to be fair, I think in the main we've done that.
And that's what happened, yeah, because he got quite frustrated in the end, didn't he, Roach? It wasn't Roach that went off, sorry. Freighter looked quite dangerous as well at times, didn't he?
Yeah, they've got numerous good players. Yeah. Freighter looks dangerous. Roach is the man who makes them tick, to be fair. And we, you know, above all, we played the system we did today to try and stop the supply. And to be fair, I think it worked.
Well, Thomas, it looks at this stage that a few of the other results have gone in Poppy's favour. Now, I'm not, without having a look at the fixture list, I don't know how many games we've got left to play. How many points would you like the Poppies to get now, between now and the end of the season, to just cement a playoff place?
We want to win every game.
Yeah.
And we believe we can. You know, I think teams will drop points like they have done today. I weren't really sure what the teams around us would prefer today with our result. We were chatting about it earlier on. Do they prefer us to lose? Do they prefer us to draw? Because obviously there's some teams in there still wanting to win the league. So for some it's good. But we just have to worry about ourselves. Being really, really selfish, it's all about us.
Well, I was going to say that because we mentioned that during second half commentary, myself and Ed. People were getting excited about what was happening elsewhere with Barton Rovers. But is it really important to get across to the players, look, forget what's happening elsewhere, we've got to get our side of the bargain right first?
People tell us over, you know, we know what the scores are during the game, but it doesn't really matter, to be fair. What matters is our own picking up the points, to be fair, and that's, you know, the picking up the win is better, is more important than the performance. But we knew what was going on. You know, there's some teams in that top five that have still got to play each other.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, not everyone's going to pick up maximum points because it physically can't do so. Mm. All we've got to do is worry about ourselves. You know, it's all about us. You know, on our day, we're probably the best team in this league, I think, at the moment, you know, on our day. And good thing about days like today is we've ground it out, you know, which maybe, you know, a lot of teams wouldn't have done. But we've ground it out, and, you know, they didn't really open us up too much. I don't think Alistair's made a save, has he?
I think probably one when James Clifton made a mistake from clearing the ball. I think that's the only save he had to make with his feet, I believe, Thomas.
Against a team that scored as many goals as they have. So.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. You made a comment there where you said we're as good as any team in this league on our day. You've just proved that today because you've beaten the league leaders.
Yeah, and they would have expected to beat us today.
Yeah.
But without a shadow of a doubt, the belief in our change room, we expected to beat them. You know, there's no if buts about it. We expect to beat everybody that we play. If however many games we've got left now, I'm starting to lose track myself. But however many games we've got left, we want to win all the games, you know, and be as high as we can. Other teams will drop points. There's no question about it. Other teams have got to play each other still, and so, you know, without sounding, you know, selfish. It's all about us.
Is it a case? Is it a case that being so close and yet so far, you still just got to take one game at a time?
Without a doubt.
Is it dangerous to still look too far into the future?
Yeah, there's no point at the moment. You know, with players picking up injuries and etc. There's no point worrying about Thursday yet. We've got to get past Tuesday. Worry about Thursday. After Thursday, we'll worry about Saturday.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
There's been a few games in this league where, if you look at the other teams, without a shadow, they've rested players. But they've lost the game they're playing.
Yeah.
You know, they've rested the players for the next game, but lost the game they're actually playing in. Yeah. That doesn't help anybody. You know, we've got a good squad. You know, we've got a good squad, and you know, they'll all be called on over the next few days, I'm sure.
Well, Thomas, great result today. It puts the Poppies right back in the mix, and congratulations, and good luck for Tuesday, and of course for Thursday,
and Saturday, and Monday,
and Saturday, and Monday, and then the following Tuesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Wednesday, and Sunday. Is there any day of the week that the Poppies don't play between now and the end of the season?
We'll all be bored in 3 weeks' time.
Exactly. Yes, I know, because the end of the season is coming rather rapidly. Okay. Well, Thomas Bailey, thank you very much, and congratulations. And please send our congratulations from all of us here at Poppies Radio, and I'm sure the home fans as well, to all the lads, and Dean in the dressing room as well. Great result today. Thomas Bailey, thank you very much indeed.